Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same,
and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein.
It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain.
Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man.
If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown,
but he should've known better, man.
When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us?
Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers,
and you can't hold us down.
We hold the crown for majors before us.
And though you play with money, we still know that you below us.
Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up.
Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures.
If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim.
So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Monday, June 20th, 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding soul study for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're talking about, or we want to start another mini-series, if you will, breaking a little bit more down of what I call the standard. The standard is what we call the frequency, a wave of vibration. That is the underlining theme of everything that we know today. And that underlining theme, again, expresses itself in many different attributes and many different ways. So today we want to talk about mammon. Mammon, again, is a term or a word that we associated, at least from a Judeo-Christian perspective. Scholars don't agree as to the etymology of the word mammon, but the word mammon comes from the Latin mammon and the Greek manmonas, which means riches. So the word mammon, again, especially in the Aramaic language, means riches or money. In the Hebrew, it means wealth or possessions. So when we look at the Textus Receptus, again, one of the ancient texts that formulates what we call the Bible, from that ancient text, we get this word mammon. And the Textus Receptus, which is, again, one of the texts that establishes the New Testament, we get the Greek word that gives us the English word, again, mammon, which simply means God of riches, or God of wealth. So as I mentioned in the previous series when we were revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying, you know, the whole understanding, overstanding of this frequency or this wave or this vibration that we call the voice of God. Well, the voice of the anti-God has a frequency and a wave and a vibration as well. And so the voice of the anti-God, if you will, not entirely, but the way that the anti-God chooses to express, expose, and expand himself, again, is in the three areas or the three M's that we mentioned in the last series. So we want to break those three M's down a little bit further. We found them in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 23. We talked about mind, muscle, and money. Today we're talking about mind. Mind is philosophy. Philosophy, again, is wisdom or a love of wisdom. But wisdom and knowledge are not the same thing. See, many people confuse those two. The Bible says, again, the love, you know, we talk about in Colossians, what is it, Colossians 2:8, where it talks about beware lest anyone spoil you, lest anyone cheat you. In Colossians 2:8, it tells us how you can be cheated, how you can be spoiled. One of those ways that you can be cheated or spoiled, according to Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, is philosophy. It is a love, and it talks about taking you captive. Let's read Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, as we break down the mind. There are three M's that mammon uses to captive or to capture you. This prevents you from being able to understand and express, expose, and expand the standard. So mammon uses your mind. Mind is, again, philosophy. Colossians 2:8 says, in the New Living Translation, says, don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies. So empty philosophies are deceptive philosophy. King James says it this way, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. And so it is this philosophy, my brothers, it is this philosophy, my sisters, that we have to under, over, and understand. So when we talk about philosophy, we know that it has to do with a love of wisdom. But Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 in the original text, beware lest anyone spoil you through philosophy. Now, that word philosophy, if we were to look it up, and let's look it up really quickly in the original text. In the original Greek, we see this word philosophy.
Strong's G, 5385. Philosophia. Philosophia.
Philosophia. Philosophia, it means, again, zeal or skill in the art of science or any branch of knowledge. Let me say that again. Zeal or skill in any branch or science, any branch of knowledge or any science, zeal or skill is philosophy. I know a lot of people that got a lot of zeal and a lot of skill in philosophy or the love of science. But this Greek word, philosophia, has an underlining Greek word. Let's look at the next underlining Greek word.
Strong's G, 5386. Philosophos. Philosophos.
Philosophos. Philosophos is a Greek word that, again, it means given to the pursuit of wisdom or learning. It means one who investigates and discusses the cause or causes. Let me say that again. One who discusses the cause or causes of the highest good. That's pretty much what I do. So it is this pursuit of learning, this pursuit of wisdom, this pursuit of higher causes. But it has an underlying Greek word. Let's break this next Greek word down.
Philos G, 5384. Philos. Philos.
Philos means to be friendly with. It means to associate. So it means to take as one's bridegroom. It means one of the bridegroom's friends. So it means to be so friendly or fond or so neighborly with something. But what are you so friendly? What are you so fond? What do you want to take as if you were taking a bride? Let's go to the next Greek word.
Charles G, 4680, Sophos. Sophos.
Sophos. Sophos has to do with skilled in letters, skilled in cultivated, skilled in planning or execution. So Sophos has to do with somebody who is really friends with becoming wise and skilled in letters and learning. That's how you get captured. That's how they got me. I can't speak for anybody else. But what I'm trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify today is how Mammon became my God. See, I thought I was serving the big G, and I found out that later that I was serving the little G. So how did I find out that I was serving the little G? Because I realized that I put mind, muscle, and money over God, over family, and over friends. And when you do that, my brothers, you'll find that this familiarity with letters. Remember, so far, the last Greek word, it means skilled in letters. Skilled in learning. It's skilled in the execution of letters and learning. But see, knowledge versus wisdom. See, many people mistake knowledge for wisdom because they are ultimately related. And this is very dangerous because, you see, if you don't really quite understand the difference between knowledge and wisdom, you will assume they are the same thing. It says the love of wisdom, not the love of knowledge. Let me say that again. The love of wisdom, not the love of knowledge. Let me say that again. The Bible says my people perish for a lack of knowledge, not a lack of wisdom. See, wisdom, well, let's break down knowledge. Knowledge is the accumulation of facts and information. Nothing wrong with that. Let me say that again. Knowledge is the accumulation of facts and wisdom. Nothing wrong with that. Let me say that again. Knowledge is the accumulation of facts and wisdom, or facts and information. Facts and information. So we're not talking about knowledge. We're talking about wisdom, a level of wisdom. That's how you can get captured. Mammon, when we talk about mind, we're not talking about knowledge. We're not talking about simply sitting down and accumulating a bunch of facts and a bunch of information. That is not what I'm talking about. That is not what I'm talking about. That is not what I'm talking about. I am not talking about accumulating the accumulation of facts and information. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is wisdom, a love of wisdom. Wisdom is the synthesis. It is the combining of knowledge and experience into insights that deepens one's understanding of the relationship and the meaning of life. In other words, let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, this is very dangerous because I'm an expert at it. Knowledge is a tool. Wisdom is a craft. Wisdom is the craft. Wisdom is Luciferian. Let me make sure you understand how Mammon got me. See, nobody told me what I'm telling you today. If they had told me this, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now because I would have knowledge, but not wisdom. Because everybody told me, you know, you take your experiences. Remember I told you I don't teach nothing that I haven't first experienced? Where do you think I got that from? Mammon. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because, see, Mammon ain't stupid. Where do you think Mammon got it from? Mammon taught it to the fallen angels. God was intending it to teach it to man in his time. See, the fallen angels, the only difference between them and you is they are ahead of time. They are moving ahead of God's plan. They saw, see, Lucifer saw God's plan, and he says, you know what? I'm going to skip ahead. So Lucifer was like in first grade, and he skipped all the way up to sixth grade. Each one of us, we got to go through first grade, second grade. Lucifer decided, I'm just going to skip some steps, and I'm going to implement God's plan ahead of time so I can be perceived and worshiped as God. That's what wisdom is. See, wisdom, see, the Bible says something about it. See, wisdom is a dangerous thing. Now, the Bible talks about wisdom a lot. There's a lot of stuff that in the Bible about wisdom. The Bible tells us that we should get wisdom. That's why you got to make sure that you listen to what I'm saying, because somebody's going to hear me and say, well, Brother Will said you weren't supposed to get wisdom. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying just know what it is. It's a craft. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. What is a craft? See, knowledge is a tool, like a hammer. Craft is like the carpenter who knows how to use the tool. Let me make sure you understand the difference, brothers and sisters. Because, see, the enemy knows, because he was the most cunning. He was the most crafty of all God's creations. See, knowledge and wisdom is generally considered to be morally good. Einstein once said this. Einstein said that wisdom is not a product of schooling, but wisdom is a product of a lifelong attempt to acquire it. Wisdom is a process that is lengthy and very strenuous. See, very few people obtain wisdom. A lot of people have knowledge. See, knowledge comes easy, but wisdom? Yeah, wisdom takes time. Wisdom is a ritual. It makes you a practitioner. So as long as you're getting wisdom of God, that's a good thing. But if you're getting the wisdom of muscle and money, like me, that's a bad thing. So see, let me make sure you're following me. Because the Bible tells us, with all your seeking, with all your getting, make sure you get wisdom. Wisdom is always referenced as a feminine aspect, not a masculine endeavor. Wisdom and all you're getting, make sure that you get wisdom. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6:19, Matthew 6:19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where the thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust, doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through to steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. No man can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So we see this guy named Mammon that I've been serving. Now, I thought I was serving God. Then I come to find out, now I have this out of my book, Christian Satanist. Most Christians, 90%. I would go way out on the limb and say at least 90% of Christians are serving mammon, just like I was. They have no clue, just like I didn't. Because you can always know when you tell you're serving mammon, because you leave a trail of destruction. I was just talking to my daughter this morning, and we were just talking about mutual respect and understanding and how relationships require that to be built upon it. So you can care about somebody, but mammon will always put your wisdom, your looks, and your condition or your money before your relationship. That's how you know that you're serving mammon, because you put money, you put your mind, you put your muscle before you put your family. But according to the scripture, when we look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, and we see this guy named Mammon, it talks about that you cannot serve God and Mammon. But why? Because the faith movement, you know, I mean, Creflo Dollar, Joel Osteen, all those dudes, they serve God and Mammon. So, well, no, Brother Wills, I mean, you got it twisted. Okay, maybe I do. What does it mean to serve? Well, let's break down what it means to serve.
Strong's G, 1398, deluo.
I like that word deluo because it's very similar to the word delusion. See, deluo in the Greek is like delusion in English. Deluo means to be a slave. Deluo means to obey. Deluo means to yield. Deluo means to be subjective. Deluo means to base all of your power. Deluo means to give up oneself to that thing. Deluo, delusional. Now, deluo has five or four other Greek words, which, you know, for the sake of time, we're going to digress. But let me give you the second base. Remember, for every English word, there's five Greek words. So the second Greek word for the five English, I'm sorry, of the five Greek words that make up the English word.
Strong's G, 1401, doulos. Doulos.
So serve means doulos. Doulos means servitude or bond man. See, it means to be so devoted that you are a bond man or a slave. See, I don't know about you, my brother and sister, but every self-help book I've ever read, I even have it in my book, Think and Grow Rich. The definition of the word diligent. It means that you're willing to kill, steal, maim, destroy, mutilate anything. That's dollars. It means to give up oneself to the service, to the extending, to the advancing of the thing. So, cannot totally give yourself to God, and you cannot totally give yourself to Mammon, because there's only one you. And it is this understanding, my brothers and sisters, of the difference between the two. That's what the word service means when we look at that scripture in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24. You cannot serve. That means you cannot totally invest and give all of yourself and your interest and your time and everything to God and somebody else, a.k.a. Mammon. Now, we know, again, that word Mammon, treasures, riches, money, wealth. But Mammon includes mind and muscle. Because, you see, in order to personify the other two, you need your mind. And not just knowledge. See, knowledge is just the accumulation of facts and information. But wisdom, see, wisdom is a relationship with that knowledge and that information that is based upon experience that gives you the meaning of your life. So if the meaning of your life comes from your appearance and comes from your stuff, the meaning of your life didn't come from God and didn't come from His Word. So, see, the devil played that trick on me. I don't know if he's playing that same trick on you. Do you know that your life experiences determines your wisdom? Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. See, all of my life experiences, I have 50-plus jobs, 23 different businesses, all of these different relationships. Everything I have had to do with my appearance and money. Those are my experiences. So my experiences establish my wisdom. So my wisdom is in the area of mind, muscle, and money. I don't have no wisdom in the area of God, family, and friends. Because, see, those three things wasn't on my list. Now, I have some knowledge and wisdom in the area of spiritual things, but not as much as I do in the area of mind, muscle, and money. Why? Because wisdom is a craft. Wisdom is the craft. when you watch those Hollywood award ceremonies, right before they accept their Oscar or they accept their award, they always thank the God of the craft. And they always talk about their craft. And they always talk about how much time and energy and money that they've devoted to the craft. And maybe you don't over, under, and understand what the craft is. But the craft is the ritual. What is the ritual, brother? The Bible calls it a grove. G-R-O-V-E. Why is a ritual called a grove? See, a ritual is a series of actions that is performed at a specific place, on a specific person, at a specific time. A ritual is a ceremonial act. It is an order that is done or that is completed. So it has to be at the same time, the same place, the same position, the same person, the same. That's like seven P's that's involved in the for a ritual to take place. And in order for you to develop the craft, you got to be a part of a ritual or an order. And so you don't even know that you're part of the Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn when you are a member of the craft, because again, nobody told you what the Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn is. And so you don't over, under, and understand that you are part of this organization. Did you sign up for it? I didn't sign up for it. I didn't take no blood oaths. I didn't take no ceremony. Yet, instead, I'm a card-carrying member of the Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn because I have thylema. And thylema is a Greek word that means will or intention. And so I take my will and I focus my will on mind, muscle, and money. Therefore, the meaning of my life, the orchestration of my life, everything that makes up my life, all of my wisdom that I've learned over the years, I've learned it from spending a lot of time in the pursuit of knowledge, which turns into wisdom, which turns into mind, which turned into philosophy. The Greek word philosophy, or the word philosophy, comes from the Greek, which means love of wisdom. So wisdom, now, remember, knowledge is everywhere because knowledge is just a tool. You get, anybody can get knowledge. It's just a tool. But how do you use the tool? Anybody know how to use the tool? See, unless you know how to use it effectively, unless you know how to relate the tool, unless you know how to take the tool out the box and take that tool that you've learned and apply it to your life, knowledge is absolutely meaningless. People say knowledge is power, and wisdom is power. But what's more powerful than wisdom? Way more powerful? Power. Or muscle. So tomorrow we're going to talk about muscle. Because, see, muscle is more powerful. Muscle is way more powerful than knowledge. Muscle is way more powerful than wisdom. Because muscle, again, is the ability to physically remove or to take something from somebody else. Muscle. And then on the third leg or the third part of the series, we're going to break down money. This, my brothers and sisters, is the God that most people serve on this earth. They think it's Jesus. Jesus is not interested in your mind, your muscle, or your money. But go to the average church in America and ask them to see their mission statement or their vision statement. I guarantee you, you're going to see something in there about mind, muscle, and money. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something. If not, you kettle corn, want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acne, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.